Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of the heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Faith on the Line tonight with Prophet Pate. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. Come on in on Faith on the Line on tonight. Come on in, and I thank and praise God for the songwriter. God wants us to come on in, and let us come on in. Let's open up our heart. Let's receive God tonight. Let's ask God to help us to trust him and to believe. Faith on the Line is a line simply for faith. Faith on the Line is simply for prayer. Faith on the Line also is a faith of love. And I thank and praise God for his love, his kindness, his faith. And Faith on the Line also, the word of God gave us, Hebrews 11:1. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Even though you don't see it, that don't mean it's not faith. That's faith when you don't see something. Faith is when you don't see it and you believe in God to do it. And next thing you know, God begin to move. God wants us to trust him. That's faith. Trust and believe and that he's going to do it. God is a God that he shall not lie. And I thank and praise God on tonight for Faith on the Line. I thank and praise God for you all tuning in on tonight. I thank and praise God for you all on the phone line and or however you may be listening to Faith on the Line. I want to thank and praise God that for the newbies. If we have any new people listening, or maybe somebody may want to stop by and just want to see what Faith on the Line is all about. I want to thank and praise God on tonight for Faith on the Line and you all joining. Without you all, it wouldn't make Faith on the Line will not be like it is tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for Faith on the Line on tonight. I know I'm a woman of God that I know faith. I walk in faith. I live in faith. And I went through faith. And I thank and praise God. Yes, my faith was tested. Yes, there was some doubt. Yes, I had to go through pain. Yes, I had to go through suffering. But God still blessed me to be able to come through faith. Faith, just a little old seed. That's all you have to have, just that little bit. If you just trust and believe him in, with just that little bit. As I get ready to pray on tonight, I want you all to know, let's touch and agree with God. For the word of God says, and I thank and praise God for Ecclesiastes. The word of God tells us Ecclesiastes 2 is better than 1. If I got one and then two join in, and then I add another one, and Jesus first, then me, then you, God will come in the midst. So let's trust God on tonight. Two is better than one when you put it together. And I thank and praise God on tonight. Now as I get ready to pray, I want you all to let's pray for our sisters and brothers. I especially want to pray for those that in the Nashville, Tennessee area, how the tornado began to destroy things, and not only that, maybe other areas that the tornado may be hit or someone lost loved one. We want to simply keep those people, to keep those families and peoples in prayer, because it's their time now. We don't never know when it may hit or when we have to go through disaster and go through things like that. Let's keep our sisters and brothers in prayer. They are definitely in need of things, and let's ask the Lord to touch our hearts, to be able to be a help to those that's in the need. You may not can go and take something, but you can pray. You may not can go and just hug them, but you can ask God to touch those and bless those. You may not can get to them and put anything in their hand, but always there's a seed. God always has a way of you sending your seed. And I want you all to let's pray for those all around us. I even bind the spirit of the Ezekiel virus, what's going around. I always say when I hear things, it's not of God. It's not coming to this house, as Kenny and Gloria Copeland say. I speak those things though they were. God wants us to speak things though they were. So as I get ready to pray on tonight, I want to thank you all, and let's pray and let's trust and believe in God. Whatever you may be going through with, whatever you may be dealing with, or whatever sickness may be in your body, God able to heal, God able to deliver, God is able to set free of whatever things you may be battling. Somebody may be needing God to start give them direction to which way to go. Somebody may be asking God for a job, and you don't see no way of where you want to be. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or think. So let's pray on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I thank you on tonight because your word say, in all things, in everything, give thanks. Lord, I want to thank you, God, on tonight. But first of all, God, before I go any further, God, I would like to ask that you will forgive us, God. Forgive us for any sins that we committed or omitted today. This was not of you. Heavenly Father, if we have not acknowledged you in any way, Lord God, if we have not acknowledged you, Lord God, your name, Lord, what you do, Lord, how you've been good to, Lord, forgive us, God. Because your word tell us in everything we do to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Heavenly Father, I even thank you right now, God, Lord God, that you will touch my sisters and my brothers on tonight. Those on the phone line, those may be listening by iTunes, those may be listening by other way, God, by podcast, those may be listening. Lord, however they may be listening, Heavenly Father, I ask that you would touch them right now. Maybe somebody may be passing by just to see what Faith on the Line is all about. Father, I ask you to bless them also. Maybe someone don't understand, God, what Faith on the Line is all about. God, I ask that you would, Lord, give them understanding to Faith on the Line. Lord, touch everyone that's connected to Faith on the Line. Touch everyone, God, that's connected, Lord God, Lord God, through you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, I ask that you will go, that you will go with my sisters and brothers. Lord, that you will go to Nashville, Tennessee right now, and many more areas, God, that's been affected by tornado, that's been affected by the storm, that's been affected by strong winds, God. Lord, we ask in your name, Jesus, that you will restore, God, that you will send restoration to them, that you will rebuild what they have lost, God, that you will touch the hearts of the grieving one, God, that you will bring joy, God, unspeakable joy unto their life, God, that you will wipe the tears away, God. For your word say, Lord, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. God, begin to strengthen them. Begin to, Lord God, help them to rebuild. Begin to open up a door of finance for someone, God, that didn't have insurance, that someone that didn't have no loved ones or no one to help them, God. But, Lord, your words say, God, that you are bigger than our situation. Touch right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I even ask you, God, for those that are affected by the Ezekiel virus or whatever this thing they is calling, God, I decree and declare right now, God, that a cure will come, God. But your words say, Heavenly Father, in Psalms 103:3, God, that you heal all sickness and you heal all diseases, God. I decree and declare that you will turn that thing around, God, that you will cast it in the pits of hell for where it belongs, God, because your word said that you already died for our sins. Your word said you already died for that sickness, God. You already died for that disease, God. It's already healed, God. And, Lord, I thank you right now. And, Lord, I ask you to touch my sisters and brothers, whatever they may be believing you for, God, whatever they may be asking you for direction or asking you to direct them to that place of employee, God, that you will touch them right now, that you begin to open up a door of finance, God, open up a door of blessing, God. Lord, direct them, Heavenly Father. Father, that they will be able to oversee and to take care of their family, take care of their wants and their needs. For your word did say, God, that if a man don't work, he don't eat, God. Lord, bring a place of employment for my sister or my brother. Lord, open up that business, God. Lord, touch that person's heart. Touch that manager or that sister manager heart, Lord. To Lord God, to touch that application, God, and begin to call out my sister, call out my brother in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will receive, God, that job that they're destined looking for. Lord, look upon them. Bless them, God. Lord, somebody seeking for direction because they don't know which way to go. They don't know which way to go when it comes down to, Lord, moving, Lord God, when it comes down to being directed to a church, God. A church, God, a word faith church, God. Open up their understanding, God. Lead and guide them, Heavenly Father, right now. Somebody needs you, God, right now. And they just don't know how to call upon your name. Somebody needs you to be a healer, for your words say that you heal all things, God. Lord, heal that back pain, heal that sickness, God, in their body, that person that afflicted with that sickness, that the doctor may diagnose them with, Lord, cancer, God. But, Lord God, we decree and declare that they are healed, that somebody may have bad news because, Lord God, in spite of what the doctors say, Lord, your words say they already healed, God. We cancel out, Lord, cancer. We cancel it out, God. We cancel out every stage, God. Lord, we cancel it out right now because your word says you heal all. You heal all of us, God. You heal the broken heart. You mend the wound back together again. Heal right now, God. Heal thee, O Lord, and they shall be healed. Lord, deliver them, God, and they shall be delivered from out of that thing, God, that causing them, God, to suffer. They're causing them to dwell on what the doctor or what my mama said or what my daddy may say, God. That thing, Lord God, will not have fear over them right now. So we decree and declare right now that they are healed, God. Touch them right now. Heal them right now from that disease or that sickness. Lord, touch that back. Touch that muscle. Touch that joint. Lord, even look all up in the inside of the muscles, in the vessel, in the nasal passage, God, that they will breathe, God. Somebody tired of that cough, God. Begin to heal the throat, God. Let your anointing go up and down, God. And begin to wipe away that cough that it will dry up and never return again. Somebody dealing with ear infection. Somebody dealing with, Lord God, that eye disease is healed. Lord, somebody dealing with, Lord, somebody in the hospital. And the doctor gave them up, God. But your word said that you are able to heal. You are able to raise up the dead, God. We decree and declare that you raise them up, God, that they will be healed. That they will get back to doing what they used to do. In the name of Jesus, Father, touch them because they healed already. Your word says heal. It's healed. And be healed, my sister. Be healed, my brother. God said it's done. God said believe it. God said it's so. As the Shunammite woman said, it's well. It's well in the name of Jesus. God, look up on that one that's dealing with their business, God. They're dealing with their spouses, God. They're dealing with their children, God. They may be dealing with, Lord, people on their job, God. Lord, we come against that thing that's, Lord, hindering them. Lord, God, we come against it right now. Lord, that you will, Lord, touch them right now. That every tongue rise up against them, God, it will not prosper. That no weapons shall form against them shall not prosper, will not prosper. You touch them right now, God, that they are, Lord God, delivered. We bind the spirit of fear, God, off of their life. That thing that's saying it's going to happen, this going to happen, that going to happen, it will not happen because the word of God say, fear is of the devil. The word of God say, trust in him with all of our heart and lean not to our understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge you, Father. You will direct our path. Father, direct their path, God. Show them the way, God. Show them the way out in the mighty name of Jesus. You touch that child that strayed away. You touch that husband that ran away, that's left his wife or left the wife, left the husband. Mend marriage back together. Bring peace. Bring unity, God. Lord, we ask you to, Lord, we bind up unforgiveness. We bind up, Lord God, selfishness. We bind up pride, God. We bind up anger in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you will mend them together, Lord, again. Lord God, that they will be healed on their situation. Look up on somebody may be battling with, Lord God, somebody may be battling, Lord God, with that, Lord God, with schizophrenia, a bipolar, God. Or maybe, Lord God, somebody is buying, Lord, is mind is, Lord God, is every which way, and they don't know which way to turn. Begin to touch their mind, touch their heart. Lord, your word said, let this mind be also in you as it is and also in Christ Jesus. Give them a mind of yours, God, that they will know how to walk, they will know how to live, that they will know how to talk. Begin to come against that enemy, that trying to, that stronghold, that strong man, God. We cast it down right now to the pits of hell. Heavenly Father, I even ask you, God, to even touch those that don't even know you. They don't know you from the problem of their sin, God. Begin to, Lord, let them be delivered. Begin to bring them to you, God. Save our children. Save them from a dying world. Save them out of the hand of the enemy, God. Save them, God, that they don't be victim of gun violence, that they don't be victim of homosexuality, that they don't be victim of drugs or alcohol, that they don't, Lord God, be mothers and fathers at a younger age. Touch our young people right now, God, that they will begin to be the future, God, that they will begin to be a leader and not a follower. That they will begin to, Lord God, to trust you and begin to be the prayer warrior, begin to be that evangelist, that apostle, that prophecy, God. You touch them, God, right now. For your word say, train them up in the way that they should go. Your word say, when they are old, they'll depart, but they'll come back. Father God, your word said, children are to obey their parents. As though in the Lord. Teach them how to obey the parents. Lord, teach them not to be disobedient. For your word say in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, that a disobedient child will live out their days. But we pray that they live, God. We pray that they be obedient. Lord, we come against all strongholds and all things that's coming up against our children. Against the ministry, God. Look in the body, God. In the churches. Yes, God, the building. But I'm talking about flesh, God. Look in the earth, the fleshly people body, God. Begin to teach them how to be, Lord, prayer warriors. Teach them how to be leaders. Teach them how to be members of yours. Teach them how to be disciples, God. For your words say they got in the boat. They begin to fish. But you told them that you would teach them how to fish for souls. Teach the leaders how to teach the leaders how to fish for souls. People don't need to be bashed on. They don't need to be down and talked about. They just need love. Love, God. For your words say you are love. And Lord, I thank you and I praise your name on tonight. Lord, is there anything that I haven't touched and agree with you on, Lord God, that I'm not aware of? Lord, I ask that you send forth your angels and go there. That they will be, that they will receive and be delivered. That things will happen for them that never happened before. In thou son Jesus' name, Father, I pray. I pray that everyone will have a sweet and restful night. That everything will be, Lord God, the weekend, Lord God, that you will shield and protect them from the evil-minded ones. And now, son, Jesus' name, I pray on tonight. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord. I want to thank and praise God for you all tuning on Faith on the Line on tonight. I thank and praise God for you all and pray that next Friday y'all will come back with us on next Friday and join in. And don't forget to join my sister, Prophetess Stacy, on Monday with the word of Philippian Fire. She brings awesome word. And I ask you all to come on, let's tune in and be blessed by the word of God, that the word be blessed by the word that God put in her mouth to be able to tell us. Because all I know is the word is going to save you. The word will deliver you. The word will keep you. The word will even strengthen you. The word is the word and nothing else. Until next Friday, may you all have a blessed and prosperous weekend. And I love you all with the love of Christ. In thou son Jesus' name, I pray and thank God for you tuning in. Amen, amen, amen. I send it back over to Prophet Stacy.